Okay, that completes our public hearings for this evening. Moving on to our next item is other business. Our first item of other business is Purdue Bridgeville site plan on Road 584.
Now, Mr. Chairman, this is a site plan for a solar panel farm for the Purdue plant. The site contains 8.14 acres. It's in light industrial. The solar panels would serve the Purdue site only. There's numerous panels proposed. The panels would be eight feet, 11 and a half inches in height from the grade. They would be tilted at a 30-degree angle. And we provide you a copy of the site plan. Usually, if it's just serving that use or that site, that's a permitted accessory use. But with the number of proposed panels, we thought you guys
might want to take a look at it. It's going to be a very interesting project, but from a zoning perspective, I don't think it poses any particular problems. I don't have an issue with it.
Before they were, we originally had on site plan, it had to be removed. We had requested a letter from Purdue advising that it was just for their purpose and it wasn't intended as a utility. That was our concern.
To be sold, yeah.
And it's adjacent site across the river from where their feed mill is. Be interesting to see. I wonder how they're going to maintain it.
What is the utility, Lawrence? Is it co-op or?
Oh, no, I would assume it was a co-op.
That's co-op out there, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it'd be interesting to have to get these things all up, how they're going to try to maintain, how they're going to cut the grass. They cover it with
round up.
The gray, yeah, I guess they could round up it.
Yeah.
Or Primatol.
Cover it plastic and put stone all over it. I don't know how they would put the goats out there, I guess.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience that those panels are not indestructible. I have them on the roof of a building of ours, and this recent windstorm took out 13 of them.
Ooh, that right?
Yeah. Fortunately, the work was just done recently, and it was still under warranty, and they're all fixed, and we're spinning the meter backward again. But it is a consideration. These things, they're going to be in the future, I think, maintenance concerns and a point well taken, how are you going to cut the grass? And these are all things that are going to have to evolve with the technology, but at this present time, I don't see anything in our ordinance that would prevent this from...
That's an industrial site, and it would be accessory use, which is what we looked at.
It is industrial, right?
Yeah.
But you can see sort of where this may be headed along the same lines as windmills. I mean, it's something that...
Well, the funny thing about this one was I was listening to WBAC one night, and they're announcing that they're getting ready to put a solar farm in front of the Purdue Agri, or the Purdue office complex off of 50.
Correct.
They are. And then right at the end it says, then we're also going to have a site at Bridgeville. I'm saying, huh?
Yeah.
Where? I said, where? Well, and the guy walked in about a week later, and I said, they're going to put this in Bridgeville, right in Purdue.
They didn't have permission. The man that has all the power.
That's right. All right, we're good.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of Purdue Bridgeville for a site plan for a solar panel farm, my motion is for approval of the site plan as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Purdue Bridgeville site plan on Road 584. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.